To say I have not in Spanish, you will simply say
No he.
No he.
So how would you say I have not prepared the coffee?
No he preparado el café.
No he preparado el café.
How do you think you'd say you have prepared the coffee?
Ha preparado el café.
Ha preparado el café.
If you have in Spanish, you have is
ha.
Ha.
How would you say you have not? How would you make it negative?
No ha.
No ha.
So how would you say you have not prepared the coffee?
No ha preparado el café.
No ha preparado el café.
How about you have prepared the coffee?
Ha preparado el café.
Ha preparado el café.
How would you turn that into a question and say, have you prepared the coffee?
¿Ha preparado el café?
¿Ha preparado el café?
How about making it into a negative question and saying, haven't you prepared the coffee?
¿No ha preparado el café?
¿No ha preparado el café?
To say for you in Spanish, for you is
para usted.
Para usted.
The word for four in there, the word that actually means four, is
para.
Para.
It sounds a bit like the para in parachute, and it's spelt that way, except the R in Spanish is sort of rolled. So again, the word for four in Spanish is
para.
Para.
And the word for you there used was
usted.
Usted.
So again, for you was
para usted.
Para usted.
How would you say, I have prepared the coffee for you?
He preparado el café para usted.
He preparado el café para usted.
Making a guess, how do you think you'd say the tortilla in Spanish?
La tortilla.
La tortilla.
So how would you say I have prepared the tortilla?
He preparado la tortilla.
He preparado la tortilla.
Now, you may know how to spell tortilla. Tortilla is spelt T-O-R-T-I-L-L-A, tortilla. Now, the last three letters on that are the L-L-A at the end. But that L-L-A is not pronounced la or l as it would be in English. If we were pronouncing this like a normal English word, we'd pronounce it as tortilla. But we don't. We pronounce it as tortilla. This is because two L's in Spanish are always pronounced as a sort of y sound, a bit like a Y in English in the word yes, a sort of y. So they aren't pronounced as a l sound, but more as a y. Let's look at another example of this. For instance, we say paella in English. So again, it's got those two L's in it towards the end, a double L, and we pronounce it as paella. Keeping in mind what I've mentioned about the pronunciation as a y sound, how do you think you would say paella in Spanish?
Paella.
Paella.
Again, the double L at the end of paella makes this same y sound. So in Spanish, if you do come across any double L's, you can know that they are pronounced y and not l. We'll call this the tortilla pronunciation rule, because if you can remember tortilla, you can remember how to pronounce the double L in Spanish. So again, just to remind you, the paella in Spanish will be
la paella.
La paella.
So how would you say, I have prepared the paella for you?
He preparado la paella para usted.
He preparado la paella para usted.
I haven't prepared the paella for you.
No he preparado la paella para usted.
No he preparado la paella para usted.
You haven't prepared the coffee.
No ha preparado el café.
No ha preparado el café.
Again, what was for you in Spanish?
Para usted.
Para usted.
For me in Spanish is
para mí.
Para mí.
How would you say, you haven't prepared the coffee for me?
No ha preparado el café para mí.
No ha preparado el café para mí.
Now, using a rising intonation at the end, raising your tone at the end, turn that into a question. So it will be exactly the same, except at the end you'll raise your voice, turning it into, you haven't prepared the coffee for me?
No ha preparado el café para mí?
No ha preparado el café para mí?
Finally, how would you say, I have prepared the paella for you. Haven't you prepared the coffee for me? We'll do that in parts. First, how would you say, I have prepared the paella for you?
He preparado la paella para usted.
He preparado la paella para usted.
Haven't you prepared the coffee for me?
¿No ha preparado el café para mí?
¿No ha preparado el café para mí?